Hi, my name is Joy Obunaya. I'm the operations coordinator at the Scatter Good Foundation. I'm here today with Ami Diallo, the Learning and Community Impact Manager at the Scatter Good Foundation. Today we're talking about Black History Month and what it means to us. But of course, before we go into the conversation, I'd like Ami to say hello to everyone.
Thank you, Joy, for the introduction. Hi, everyone. My name is Ami Diallo, and as Joy mentioned, I am the Manager of Learning and Community Impact. I've been at the Scattergood Foundation for about 2 years now.
Thank you, Ami. So my first question for you, Ami, is what does Black History Month mean to you?
So for me, Black History Month is really a time of reflection and reconnection. It's about taking a moment to pause and reflect on the journey of the Black movement leaders and builders before us, the ones that we know and the ones that we don't know, but taking the time to also ground myself to the current needs of the movement. I truly believe that understanding what we, the Black community, have come from and what we've accomplished is really essential to our sustenance and motivation in continuing the fight for justice and liberation.
Thank you so much, Ami. My next question for you is, how has the history of race and racism in America informed your involvement in the current movement for racial justice?
Yeah, this is a good question. For me, I always say that fate rarely calls us at our time of choosing. So it's about having the courage to rise to the occasion whenever a moment calls upon us to do so. And it's not lost on us that for decades we've been fighting some of the same issues that fall into the similar categories of housing, health, and economic stability. But the difference is that the white supremacist and anti-Black structure that the movement was up against in the past has become even harder to dismantle because of its insidious and deeply entrenched roots, which is one of the reasons why I actually joined philanthropy. And knowing the history of philanthropy, I realized that much of the dismantling can actually be done right within the sector. So I focus a lot of my contributions to the movement around my work in philanthropy by challenging the structures and the practices and finding ways to redistribute power back to the community and looking at how grant making practices can do that by involving the community more into the work that we're doing. And lastly, what's really kept me going, especially in the past year, is partnering with other people and other movement builders in the sector to strengthen our efforts in creating power in numbers.
Thank you so much, Ami. You said something so important. Some of the things that we are currently speaking and fighting about are things that have been in existence for so long, but it doesn't seem like a lot is changing. And it makes me wonder, is there something to hope about? What are your hopes for the future?
My hope is for the Black community to thrive. It's just as simple as that. It has been a long journey and we've had to overcome many things, and there are many more things we have to overcome. But as we heard Amanda Gorman say in her poem, The Hill We Climb, she said, "For there is always light. If only we're brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough to be it." Now, of course, I'm sure she read it much better than I did, but the point is that we may not always see the light to keep us going, but I do hope that we can be the light for one another when we need it.
Thank you so much, Ami. It's amazing that you mentioned the work of Amanda Gorman. Throughout this month, we are celebrating Black people doing great things in the behavioral health space. We invite everyone to join us on Twitter and on Facebook, on our website. See what we're doing. Celebrate those people with us. And we hope you have a great February celebrating Black History Month. Thank you very much.